In this grave hour, as another Waitangi Day passes without a race riot or the Harawira family being more than usually ridiculous, I send to every gentle listener this message, spoken without Colin Firth's adorable stammer, but the same depth of feeling for each one of you as if I were able to cross your threshold and pretend I didn't notice a mess. On Wednesday, Prime Minister John Key, who, like the peace of God, surpasseth human understanding, doomed us all to a 9-month election campaign. And in an unprecedented act of bipartisan unity, Key and opposition leader Phil Goff turned it into the most stupid one ever. Over and over again, we have tried to find a peaceful way out of the differences between ourselves and those who are now our enemy, but it has been in vain. We have been forced into a conflict for which we are called, with our allies, to meet the challenge of a principle which, if it were to prevail, would be fatal to any civilized order. It is a principle which obliges one to opine on the hotness of Liz Hurley in the selfish pursuit of the votes of listeners to sport talkback radio. It also obliges one to act as if dyeing your hair is more important than the real possibility that the costings of your tax policy were whipped up by Mark Hotchin on the back of a cocktail napkin during a liquid lunch. Such a principle stripped of all disguise is surely the mere primitive doctrine that you can fool all of the people all of the time. And if this principle were established through the world, the freedom of our own country would be in danger. But far more than this, we would be kept in bondage of annoyance, and all hopes of reminding the pompous gits that they are called to service, not mastery, to scrutiny, not deference, would be ended. This is the ultimate issue which confronts us. For the sake of all that we ourselves hold dear, let us be ambitious about closing the absurdity gap with Australia, while our Anzac cousins are behaving like adults in the face of disaster. It is unthinkable that we should refuse to meet the challenge of making any lack of enthusiasm for the Rugby World Cup an offence equivalent to biting the head off a Kiwi chick. It is to this high purpose that I now call my gentle listeners at home and my gentle podcasters across the interwebs, who will make our cause their own. I ask them to stand calm and firm and united in this time of trial. The task will be hard. There may be dark days ahead, but we can only do the snark as we see the snark, and irreverently commit whatever massive impertinences keep us sane. If one and all we keep resolutely faithful to it, ready for whatever disservice or animal sacrifice it may demand, then, with the help of whatever God in which we do not believe, we shall prevail.